that sweetly played in tune, as fair as thou, my bonnie lass, sae deep in love am I, and I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry, till all the seas gang dry, my dear, till all the seas gang dry, and I will love thee still, my dear, till gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. So fare thee well, my only love, oh, fare were 10,000 miles, oh, 10,000 miles, my love, oh, 10,000 miles, and I will come again.
Kenneth McKellar, accompanied by Bob Sharples, and that was My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, which I seem to recall was a poem written by that Scottish guy, Robert Burns, and very nicely it was done as well. So warm welcome to the programme with me, RB. We've got 2 hours of just about everything except one thing, which I'll tell you about after this. This is Dottie O'Brien.
I want to be loved with inspiration. I want to be loved starting tonight, instead of merely holding conversation. Hold me tight. I want to be kissed till I tingle. I want to be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight with every kind of crazy new sensation. I wanna be
O'Brien from 1950, and I Wanna Be Loved. So welcome to the program. Hope you've had a good week since I was with you last. I had a birthday and a wedding anniversary come and go, and it's all back to normal now, which is nice. One problem. Last week I announced that we would be starting a new segment this week called This Week Back Then. Unfortunately, due to a problem totally of my making, we have to start the new segment next week. The reason for that is quite simple. The segment will basically be looking at things that happened in the current week in the past, and I went through and poured all the information together and sort of like wrote out a little script so I sound reasonably knowledgeable when I tell you all about it. And then I realized that in fact I'd got my dates wrong, and instead of doing it from June the 16th to June the 22nd, I'd done it from June the 23rd through to the 29th, so I got the week wrong. So I do apologize, but I can absolutely categorically say that the new segment will be here next week, and that'll be after Beagle's Big Three. Apart from that, all is well.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, won't you roll those eyes, eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a-rockin' like a motorboat. I never knew any girl like you.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, then huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Won't you roll those eyes, eyes that I just idolize. When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts rocking like a motorboat. I never knew any girl like you. I never knew another girl like you.
I never knew another boy like you.
So put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Won't you roll those eyes, eyes that I just idolize. When they look at me, my heart begins to float. Then it starts a rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Oh, when I look at you,
my heart begins to flow.
It starts to rock, rock, rockin'
like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight. I never knew a girl like you.
Dick Ames and the Song Spinners and Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, from 1943. Beatles Big Three this week comes from Betty in Watford, and she's chosen three really nice songs from a British original. Lots of fun with Jesse Matthews. That's coming up at the bottom of the first hour in the programme. But right now, a little bit late, but we get there eventually. It's time for a section of Bing Crosby, and this week, as always, we have three songs. And to start it, I just say the two magic words, Bing, sing.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yeah, easy to remember, oh, so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, though it brings me regret. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. And no one else could come between. But now you've left me, and you love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you? Time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When the meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Beautiful stuff. Bing Crosby there, and Aren't You Glad You're You? Started off with As Easy to Remember, and in the middle there, nice and cozy, You Are My Sunshine. Bob Crosby and Victor Young and his orchestra on that. Bing on the first song was with the Rhythm Mets, on his own in the last one, although there was probably some guys in the band. We'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time and next week. Regular listeners will know time doesn't really mean that much here on Beagley at Night. We start pretty much on time and we stop pretty much on time, but anything between those, and we get to it all eventually. Perhaps not totally on time, but we do eventually. Good morning, Holger. He's over there in Germany. And Holger actually can be heard after me, I think, this week here. Just stay listening, 2 o'clock. Every week, Holger sends us a song from his house. And this week, we've got a song from Eileen. Goes back to, I think it was 1969. I think that's what Holger said. Something around there. It is called, oh dear, Die Stiefel sind zum Wandern. But you might know it as a different title completely. Here's Eileen.
Schwörst du ewig treu zu sein? Seh ich dich mit einer anderen Freundin? Wie lang glaubst du, sag mir, bin ich dann noch dein? Die Stiefel sind zum Wandern und wird's mir mal zu dumm. Gehe ich eines Tages mit den Stiefeln auf dir rum? Mit den Stiefeln auf dir. Lieber Freund, verbrenn dir nicht die Finger. Du marschierst schon lang im falschen Schritt. Ha! Ich hab einen anderen heute gefunden. Yeah! Schön und schick, da kommst du nicht mehr mit. Die Stiefel sind zum Wandern und wird's mir mal zu dumm. Geh ich eines Tages mit den Stiefeln auf dir rum. Stiefel, seid bereit!
Well, that was Eileen, and now we know what boots are in Germany. Stiefel. Holger, thank you so much. I always learn something from you each and every week, and I really like that song as well. And that was Eileen. Thank you, Holger. And we'll have another song from Holger in the program around about the same time next week. But as I said just a couple of minutes ago, Holger's World of Music is going to be on right after this program, 2 a.m. UK time. And you can hear new shows Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. UK time. Holger, thank you very, very much.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Now here's Mel Torme.
on our block, all of the kids call her Flamingo, 'cause her hair glows like the sun, and her eyes can light the skies. When she walks, she moves so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo. Then everyone will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Everyone will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be.
Favorite, Pretty Flamingo, and that was sung there by Mel Torme here on Boogly at Night. Coming up in just a couple of minutes time, we're going to have some songs chosen by Betty, who I think is in Watford. But to take us there, here's B. Wayne.
Traveled oh so far, but darling, here we are. Two sweethearts forever. We'll make life divine. Two dreams got together, and now you're mine.
B. Wayne and Two Dreams Got Together. That would make them one dream, wouldn't it? You know what? I'm being far too literal. Betty in Watford. Very good morning to you. Do hope you're well, Betty. She says she listens to the program each and every week. Thank you, Betty. I really do appreciate it. And she says, you played Jesse Matthews, but I don't believe that you've played any of the songs that I have requested here. If you have them, could you play them? Betty, I do. And I will. Here's Beagle's Big Three.
There was a tiny little silkworm, got so tired he could hardly creep. Wrapped himself within a silken blanket, and peacefully he went to sleep. Came a day when birds were gaily singing, sun was shining brightly in the sky. Spring was in the air and bells were ringing. The little worm was now a butterfly. He flew away and to the countryside, announced with pride, it's a holiday, because my work is done, I'll have some fun. Came another day and something happened, while the butterfly was on a spree. Someone came and took the silken blanket, brought it to the factory. Busy fingers went to work and wove it into soft and silky satin thread. What my lady's wearing in June must come from some little cocoon. So if it wasn't for the little silkworm, she wouldn't have a thing to wear.
Let you go.
something my heart must know. May I have the next romance with you? Do I stand half a chance with you? What is my fate? I await your answer, my future. What will it be? You're my destiny. May I have the next romance with you? Take my heart and let it dance with you. And in its ecstasy, every beat implore, darling, just to be faithfully gonna sing and sway. When
You gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go into a song of relaxation, with or without a recitation. When you gotta sing, you gotta sing. When you gotta sing, you gotta sing.
Well, I try and avoid it as much as possible because I have a really bad voice, but I do do it. There you go. Betty in Watford requested those three songs from Jesse Matthews. All came from films, by the way. We had The Little Silkworm from the film First a Girl. Then in the middle, May I Have the Next Romance with You from Head Over Heels. And then finally from Gangway, we had When You Gotta Sing, You Gotta Sing. Betty, thank you so much for suggesting those songs. They were really great. And if you'd like to be the purveyor of next week's Beatles Big Three, do please just drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist and also the songs. If you want to choose them, it's perfectly fine by me. If not, I will be happy to choose them for you with no problem whatsoever. And if you can't email, because some of us just don't have all of this stuff anymore, I only have it because I have to contact Angel Radio. If I didn't have to do that, I'd get away with it all. I'd throw the computers and everything out the window, but have to have them for a little while longer at least. But if you don't have a computer, then you can use the phone and give the office a call, 0800 014 1955, and if you talk to a live person, just ask them to pass the message on to me, which I'm sure they will. And if you get a recording, just leave a message asking the same thing, and of course saying who you want to hear from and the songs, or just state, let Roy choose them. Anything is fine. And again, Betty, thank you so much. Now, this was the time when we should be having our new segment, which this week back then. But unfortunately, as I mentioned start of the program, due to over enthusiasm, that's what I'm going to say, instead of looking at what was happening back then this week when I made the preparations, I was looking at what was happening back then for next week. So I got the dates completely wrong, so I did not want to do you out of a really good segment by pulling something together at very last minute. So new segment this time next week. So that means that we can hear this, which we've had before, but a lot of people found it very, very interesting and said, could you please, if you get a chance, play it again? So it seems as though we do have the chance. So this is Lindbergh. You remember him? He's taken off in the spirit of St. Louis.
At 9 minutes before eight on the morning of May 20th at Roosevelt Field, New York, the small single engine on a gray-white monoplane coughed once, turned over, and its 9-foot propeller began its revolutions, which, as every schoolboy knows, lasted for 33 hours and 29 minutes. Will Rogers' column of that day said, "No attempt at humor today. An old, slim, bashful, smiling boy is somewhere out over the middle of the Atlantic."
Every man that flies the ocean from now on will always be just an imitation of Lindbergh.
Where were you on May 20th, 1927? If you lived in New York, you may well have been at the Sharkey Maloney fight, where Joe Humphreys asked the crowd for 1 minute of silence for the youngster they called Slim. No matter where you were, you will probably remember for the rest of your life what you did and what you heard, and how the newspapers looked as the spirit of St. Louis inched its way across the great circle route toward Paris.
This is CHNS, Halifax, Nova Scotia. The government wireless station at Cape Rave, Newfoundland, reported that Lindbergh passed overhead at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The weather is reported as poor.
This is WJZ, New York. George Hicks reporting. As Saturday dawned over the vast Atlantic, the Lindbergh plane is unreported since passing Newfoundland early last night.
This is station 2RN Dublin calling. The American flyer Lindbergh passed over Dingle Bay on the Irish coast at a low altitude at 1:30 this afternoon.
Ici Radio Paris. Un bateau pêcheur près de Cherbourg vient de nous informer que l'aéroplane de Lindbergh est arrivé à la côte de France à 3 heures de distance de Paris.
This is Lowell Thomas in New York. He made it. Charles A. Lindbergh, Lucky Lindy as they call him, landed at Le Bourget Airport, Paris at 5:24 this afternoon, thus becoming the first person to fly New York to Paris nonstop.
At Le Bourget, crowds lifted the slender, shy Midwesterner on their shoulders. Americans heard the news and went wild. It was Armistice Day, New Year's Eve, and a World Series no-hitter all rolled into one combustible hour. In New York Harbor, every ship loaned its whistle to the celebration. In Boston, Des Moines, and San Francisco, fire engines joined the mass hysteria. In an era of cynicism, the world had a hero. The president sent a cruiser to bring him back, and most citizens thought it should have been a battleship. They made him a colonel, and just about every city in North and South America offered him their cities and their hearts. Officially, the highest honor in America is being received at the White House. In the 20s, however, Welcome Mat USA was located down at the narrow part of Manhattan, where on the steps of the City Hall, a dapper fellow named Walker reigned supreme.
Colonel Lindbergh, New York is yours. I don't give it to you. You want it. And one other thing. Before you leave New York, you will have to provide us with a new street cleaning department to clean up the mess.
There were other heroes, and they all came to be greeted by Jimmy.
Queen Marie, on behalf of the people of the city of New York, I welcome Your Majesty. And its chief executive enjoys a distinction that I never thought would be visited upon a New York boy like me. Bobby Jones, you are a greater golfer than I. As a matter of fact, you are the greatest golfer that ever lived. Gertrude Ederle, you are a living vindication of the floating bath around New York. We have already given you the freedom of the city, and now you can have the freedom of the North River and the East River, and we'll throw in the aquarium too.
It has been said that New York wore Jimmy in its buttonhole. And when the flower lost its freshness and developed a slightly unpleasant odor, the city finally put him aside, knowing that in the long haul, the Walker memory would be preserved between the pages of an old book, as cherished as a rose from an old bow.
Tonight, August 23rd, 1927, the longest death watch in journalistic history ended at Charlestown, Massachusetts. Sacco and Vanzetti were dead.
On the night of the execution, there was near rioting on the streets outside the state prison. The jarring sound of patrolmen's clubs and horses' hooves echoed off the wet cobblestones as patrol wagons clanged and sirens sounded in the distance. And in the governor's mansion, and in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, in Paris and in London, people waited out the last seconds of the long ordeal of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts versus Sacco and Vanzetti. It had lasted more than 7 years, and had been enacted against the background of America during the Red Scare of the early 20s. There had been a payroll robbery in South Braintree, Massachusetts. 2 guards were murdered. 2 immigrants, Nicholas Sacco and Bartholomew Vanzetti, were arrested. Tried in Dedham, convicted largely by circumstantial evidence. There were many appeals, and a final review by a governor's committee, all upholding the sentence. Yet, defending this shoemaker and this fish peddler were some of the great minds and finest newspapers in the land, who held that they were feared as anarchists and radicals, but in an atmosphere of growing hysteria had been tried for murder. They claimed that Judge Thayer had prejudiced himself, that the evidence was fragmentary, the witnesses vague, that a couple of labor agitators had neither the physical nor professional equipment to commit a daring daytime robbery. Out of the trials came poems, journalistic essays, plays, and more than a score of textbooks. Yet, long after all the poetry and speeches, people would remember the disturbing eloquence of Bartholomew Vanzetti in this, his final statement.
If it had not been for this thing, I might live out my life, talking at street corners to scorning men. I might have died unmarked, unknown, a failure. Now we are not a failure. Never in our full life can we hope to do such work for tolerance, for justice, for men's understanding of men, as now we do by accident. The thinking of our lives, lives of a good shoemaker and a poor fish peddler, all. That last moment belonged to us. That agony is our triumph.
There you go. That was the story of Nicola Sacco and Bartolomeo Vanzetti, and also the story of Charles Lindbergh taking off and flying across the Atlantic in the Spirou St. Louis, as all pulled together by Edward R. Murrow. And we had that because a lot of you wanted to hear it again when we broadcast it the first time around, and found it absolutely fascinating, all of those little cool line check-ins and stuff. So I hope you enjoyed that. But next week, I promise you, we will have This Week back then. It's already done. It's very good as well, by the way. You really will like it.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed. With happy music and a smile. Golden oldies all the while. Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future. Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
Seem to thrill me through and through. I wonder why. A million times I go to sleep with you on the brain, talking to myself about you over again. But if I knew the answer, then no more I'd complain. I wonder why. Seem to thrill me through and through. I wonder why. A million times I go to sleep with you on the brain, talking to myself about you over again. But if I knew the answer, then no more I'd complain. I wonder why.
Doing the singing there, Joe Loss waving the stick at the band, and I Wonder Why from 1943. From a few years later, here's Dean Martin.
is snowing and the wind, it is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I cannot remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. Who needs an overcoat? I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I thought you ought to know my heart's on fire. The flames, they just leap higher. So I will weather the storm. Why do I care how much it storms? I've got my love to keep me warm. I've got my love to keep me warm.
Very distinctive voice of Dean Martin there, and I've got my love to keep me warm. To take us up to a little bit of posh, here's Tessie O'Shea.
Thank you. whether she's a short girl or a tall. And when your eye goes mingle, oh, you don't care if she's single when there isn't a light at all.
Beautiful, Tessie O'Shea, and Don't Kiss Her in the Daylight. You're listening to Beagley at Night, coming to you from Angel Radio Studios in Havant in Hampshire, and we can be heard on 98.6 in Havant area and Portsmouth and other moths in the area. And you can also get us on DAB, various multiplexes throughout the United Kingdom, and of course on the internet. And to find out about the latest DAB listening and how to listen online, you can go to the website angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh. And this week, well, it is quite posh. Ezio Fortunato Pinza. He was an Italian opera singer, born in May 1982, and he spent 22 seasons at New York's Metropolitan Opera, appearing in more than 750 performances of 50 operas. He died, actually, a couple of weeks before my birthday, May the 9th, 1957, not too far from where I'm speaking to you now in Stamford, Connecticut. From The Magic Float, here is Ezio Pinza, O Isis und Osiris.
Oh,
Magic Flute. That was O Isis und Osiris from the great Ezio Pinza. In fact, interestingly, in 1942, the FBI actually arrested Pinza at his New York home and detained him for nearly 3 months on Ellis Island with hundreds of other Italian Americans who were suspected of supporting the Axis. It turned out that a fellow opera singer at the Metropolitan Opera, Corden, who was certainly considered one of Pinza's rivals, apparently boasted, privately at least, that he had informed the FBI that Pinza was a fascist sympathizer. At the time of his arrest and detention, Pinza was just 4 months away from obtaining U.S. citizenship. And this was in the Second World War, and, you know, Italians, I mean, you could imagine what was going on. The incident was very traumatic for Pinza and suffered for a long time afterwards. Interestingly, however, Pinza and Corden sang together in the Met production of Don Giovanni, with Pinza in the title role and Corden as the commentator. And Ezio Pinza, also probably well remembered by some, not me, I wasn't around at the time, but when he left the Met, he went on to Broadway musicals, and in April 1949, he appeared in Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, originating the role of the French planter Émile Debecq, and his performance of Some Enchanted Evening was absolutely amazing, and actually made Pinza a matinee idol. He also won a Tony Award for it, so well done. That's this week's little bit of posh. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll have some more posh around about the same time next week.
It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and the shadows wash the room, and you sit and drink your coffee, casting your indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar and the dangling conversation and the super sighs. They're the borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are couplets out of rhythm, verses out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs, they're the borders of our we speak of things that matter with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss the shadow. Superficial sighs near the borders of our lives.
Wonderful Canadian. Canadian singer there, Catherine McKinnon, dangling conversation, which I think was written by Paul Simon, if memory serves me correctly. I vaguely remember Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel singing that on one of their early albums, but she sung that rather nicely, didn't she, Catherine McKinnon? All right, where are we? Actually, we're only a minute late, which is pretty good for us. Time now for Day at Night.
Love you dearly, more than just sincerely, more than I could ever hope to say. Love you dearly, more than the moon or nearly. Darling, you take my very breath away. May time's the time for love. Lanes were made for strolling. Hands were made for holding. And two lips to whisper. Love you dearly, more than just sincerely, more than there are rosebuds in a spring bouquet. Need I say I love you more and more? Love you dearly, more than just sincerely, more than there are rosebuds in a spring bouquet. Need I say I love you more and more each day? Never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe
tonight. I hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time. Ships aglow with a million pearls, and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can't wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. Do not care if that day arrives. That dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If I sing, doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring.
my own true love to me.
I think that's when I like Doris Day the most, when she's singing stuff like that. That was My Ship. And before that, we had My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And we started off with Love You Dearly, and that was with Leif Stevens and his orchestra. Three songs from Doris Day that form Day at Night. Every week here on Beagle at Night, around about 10 minutes into the second hour of the program. And we'll have some more Doris Day, of course, at the same time next week. Still to come on the program, we have comedy coming up in about 20 minutes' time, around about there. Certainly we've got Charles and Fiona, and a couple of Julian and Sanders, and also, if we have time as well, Joyce Grenfell. We usually like to finish with a couple of songs in the program, but the comedy is quite a popular part of the program as well, so we'll see what we can do. It doesn't matter, because in, 40 minutes' time, it'll all be over and done with anyway, and we'll be listening to Holger. I bet he doesn't have the Ray Charles singers. Sing along to the Ray Charles singers there, and Love Me With All Your Heart from 1964. This next song goes back even further. It is Kay Kaiser's orchestra, If I Only Had a Brain. Yeah, I know exactly what that's like.
If I only had a brain, thank you.
We've got quite a problem here, son. Let's talk it over.
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. Why, I'd unravel every riddle for most any individual in trouble or in pain. And with the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's so near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. Why, I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffin', my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I'd deserve you and be even worthier of you if I only had a brain.
Sung, I think, by Ray Bolger, wasn't it, in the film The Wizard of Oz back in, 1939. Yeah, I think that was correct. But that was Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with Harry Babbitt doing the vocalization there. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, after our next song, we'll have some comedy. So to take us there with Sunrise Serenade, Billy Vaughan and his orchestra.
The trend in the theatre is back to the 40s, what is getting to be known as the wasn't it fun when they were dropping bombs on us and we were all half-starving school of drama. Here's an excerpt from one of those war epics, The Hasty Nose, starring Dame Celia Mulstrangler and ageing juvenile Binky Huckaback.
Captain's in there, miss. Second bed along, behind the screen. Don't stay too long, you'll tire him.
Thank you, Doctor. Charles.
You've come, Fiona.
I had to come.
I knew you would.
I knew you knew I would.
Yes, I know. I always knew. And yet, I was uncertain. Lip-bitingly, stomach-turningly, heart-flutteringly, eyebrow-raisingly, shoulder-shruggingly uncertain. But still, somehow, sure. And you, Fiona?
I was sure, too. Stiff upper lippedly, teeth grittedly, dog in the mangerly, utterly, utterly sure, and yet somehow uncertain.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know.
You see, that's the wonderful thing about us. It's all unspoken.
Are they looking after you here, Charles?
Yes. The swelling's gone down.
My dear, does it still hurt?
Only when you poke it with your umbrella like that. Fiona, can you take a shock?
I'll try to be brave, Charles.
Look.
Charles.
Not a pretty sight, is it? Fiona, I've asked them to remove it.
Why?
It's no good to me. I want them to take it away. I'd rather not have it at all than have it like this. Oh, it's cold, Fiona. It's cold. Do you understand, Fiona? Do you understand? You understand.
Charles, there's nothing worse than a cold, hot water bottle.
I was going to Cornwall for a few days' rest, and I wanted to take some reading matter with me. You know, there's nothing worse than being in loo with nothing to read. So I popped into a bookshop in the King's Road. It was called Boner Books. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sam.
Oh, hello, Mr. Orne.
Thank you.
Oh, lovely to see you, Mr. Orne. Come in, troll round.
Are you looking for something between hard covers or something to slip in your pocket?
We have an enormous selection of livres de poches. That is your actual French for posh books. Yeah. Livres de poches.
Yeah. How about a nice classic? Mm. We stock every Omi's edition.
Mm. Would you be interested in Spencer's Fairy Queen?
No, he's not interested in mine.
Oh! Me bold! Well, there's your Wilkie Collins, Pallone in White.
Or how about a nice Moroccan-bound Poe?
That's nice. That is nice.
Including such masterpieces of the macabre as The Telltale Heart Face, Fall of Usher's Latty, and his masterpiece...
Poe's Raven.
Is he? Never listen to gossip, ducky.
Then we do all your poetry here. Longo Miss Hiawatha. Mm-hmm. Comes nice in your quarto, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, I'm not too keen on poetry, except Shakespeare, of course.
Oh, wow. We do our own edition of Shakespeare, don't we? Yes. Mm. We've rewritten it ourselves in up-to-date Polari. Includes such things as Much Ado About Nanty, All's Boner That Ends Boner, Two Omies of Verona, and As They Like It.
Isn't that As You Like It?
Not really, but live and let live, I say. But it has got some of the most beautiful language in your actual English tongue. Do that
beautiful
speech, Jewel. Jewel, that speech, what? You know the one. Seven Ages of Omi.
Oh.
Do it for him.
Oh, well, I don't remember it all, but I'll give you a paraphrase of
it. He'll give you a paraphrase, Mr. Orne. Yes. He'll give you a paraphrase as soon as look at you, he would.
I have to get in the mood.
Yes, he has to. He has to be in the mood before he can do it. He has to feel the muse, don't you, Jewel?
Yes.
You're feeling it. Yes, he is. Look, Louis. Yes. Oh, he's feeling it. He's feeling the muse. Oh, look. No, it's lighted on his shoulder.
Oh, I'm getting it. Yes. I'm getting it. It's upon me.
It's upon him, Mr. Orne.
What can I usefully add?
He has to get into the part, Mr. Orne. Like all the great actors, he has trouble getting into his part,
yeah,
don't
I do,
you, Jewel?
I do.
Oh,
yes.
It's true. All of them do. Even Sir John Gingold has that trouble. Now, are you ready now, Jewel?
Just ready.
He's ready. He's ready. The Seven Ages of Omi.
All the world's a stage, and all the Omis and Palones merely players. They have their exits and their entrances.
That's true, Mr. Orne. We all have our exits and our entrances. Oh, every one of us. Yes. Well, I know I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, carry on, Jewel. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Go on, love.
One Om in his time plays many parts, his act being seven ages. At first, the infant mewling and puking in the nurse's arms.
That's lovely. We all mewl, yes. Mr. Orne. I've mewled in my nurse's arms. I've mewled and on her lap, too. Well, there's no stopping an infant, is there?
No.
No.
Well, my thoughts were turning more to puking.
Oh! It don't seem to be going down too well, Jewel. No. I'd cut to the soldier, bit if I were you. Cut to the soldier.
All right, I'm being the soldier now.
He's being a soldier.
Then a soldier, all butch and full of strange polari.
Oh, he takes a good soldier. Yeah. Oh, he does. It's his own military background. Yes. He was in soldiers in skirts, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Then the justice.
That's something else he knows about. Mm. Look at him now. He's aged. He's aged up for it. Look at it. You could swear he was 27.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Full of wise saws and moral instances. The sixth age shift.
He usually has trouble with that phrase.
Today was no exception.
No.
The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon.
Look, he's shifted into it. There he goes. Yes.
His youthful hose well saved. A world too wide for his shrunk lallies.
Ah. Look at that, Mr. Orne. His lallies seem to shrink before your very eyes, don't they? His lallies seem to shrink. Basically.
And his big manly obsons turns again towards childish treble. Last scene of all that ends this strange, eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion.
Of course, they do wonders with tablets now. Now it's coming up to the big flash finish. Yes. Listen, listen, go on, Jewel. Mm. Yes.
Second childhood and mere oblivion. Nanty Ampsteads, Nanty Minces, Nanty Raya. Nanty everything.
A round of applause.
From time to time, the most honest law-abiding citizen gets entangled with the law. I did myself recently. Very uncomfortable it was. And I was recommended to a fashionable firm of solicitors in Lincoln's Inn. The brass plate on the door read, Burner Law. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy. I've got my articles and he's taken silk.
Frequently. Well, Mr. Orne, how nice to Vardy your dolly old eek again. Oh, what brings you trolling in here?
Well, can you help me? I've erred.
Yeah, we've all erred, Ducky. I mean, it's common knowledge, isn't it, Jewel?
Oh, look, will you take my case?
Well, it depends on what it is. We've got a criminal practice that takes up most of our time.
Yes, but apart from that... I need legal advice.
Oh, and he bowed. Oh, time has not withered nor custom staled his infinite variety.
Just a minute. Now, what is it you've done?
Well, no, I don't like to say.
Oh, come
on. No, yeah. No, I don't like
to. Oh, come on, you can tell us. Yeah. And me have handled the most bizarre briefs. Nothing to shock us.
No. Well, look, it's here on this charge sheet.
And let's have a vard. Oh, Jewel, look at this. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He did.
He did. Look. It's written down.
Oh. What a mean broad daylight. Outside the corner house. Aren't you ashamed?
Yes, but it is only a parking offence.
Only? They're very hot on that. What do you think, Jewel?
Well, let me look up my tort.
She's looking up his tort. Oh, sometimes it takes him hours to find what he's looking for.
What? Oh. He wants a mirror.
How is found it, Will?
Well, I recommend we try Perverulium ad camphorum actus injuria linctus est.
Mm, that's your actual Latin.
Yes, what does it mean?
I don't know. I got it off a bottle of horse rub. Sounds good, though, doesn't it? How should we tackle it, Sand?
I think we should plead insanity.
Yes, but what about Mr. Orne?
Oh, him. Oh, I'll defend him. Oh. I'll do me speech for the defence. Yes. Judge, we hear it?
Yeah, yes. I can't contain myself.
Well, that's your problem, Ducky.
Go on. Do your plea, Sand.
Yes.
Always an eloquent pleader.
I am. Omis and Polones of the jury. Vada, well, the eek of the poor one who stands before you. His lally's trembling.
Trembling.
He has his share of guilt. But who is without it?
Who?
Who is without it? We all have a bit. Every one of us. We have our share. His only crime was that he loved not wisely, but not too well. This kid never had a chance.
No.
Born on the wrong side of the tracks. Oh. Forced to take in washing.
Wash it.
Society drove him to a life of vice.
I see.
It's not this one who's on trial. No. It is all of us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We made him what he is, without hope, without love, without hair. Give him a chance to become a useful citizen again, a housewife and a mother, so that he can look the world in the face and say, I name this ship HMS Ark Royal, and God bless all who sail in her.
Bravo, Sam!
Well done!
Could have been a Queen's Council. Well, Mr. Horne, what do you say?
Have you got Quentin Hogg's phone number? Well, they did defend me in the end, and I got off. They got 6 months.
Well, having a holiday is hard work, isn't it? You need a holiday to get over a holiday. Me and my boy Norm, you know, the one that drives the lorry with the big ears. Well, him and me went on a holiday the other day. It was only a one day outing, really, but it felt longer. We went with Norm's friend Arnold and his wife Hayes. They got a nice new car. Well, it's not new, really. 1935 model. But it's very nice. And they took Norm and Norm's mum and Arnold's granny. That's old Granny Grigson. Marvellous old lady. Got all her facilities. Yeah, she can fathom anything. And then there was Hayes and the baby and young Charlie and Rover the doggy and me. Not bad for a four-seater. Well, after we've been going about 2 hours, we start to look for a place to have the picnic, see? And Norm's mum says, oh, look, there's a nice place. But we got past it before we seen it. And then Norm says, how about there? But it was only a field, so we didn't take no notice. And we went on, and we went on. And after a bit, I said to Arnold, I said, look, if we don't stop soon, we're going to get to the end of our tether. OK, he says, top of this next steep hill, we will stop. And we did. Well, me and Hayes, we run up the bank to see if it looks nice. And it does, you know, there's a view one way, not too much to worry you. And there's a little river with all pretty white detergent fluff on it. And, of course, the other way, behind us, there's all the traffic going by. Coach after coach, lovely. Well, it's nice to have something to look at, isn't it? And you could tell it was a good place. I mean, people been there before. So I says, come on, everybody. I says, out of the car, this is it. Bring the cushions and the picnic basket and the wireless and the Macs and the sweeties and the Sunday papers. And don't forget Gran. Well, you know, she didn't want to get out at first. Well, once she's got her shoes off, she don't fancy another struggle. But we managed her up the hill because she's light on her feet, you know. Oh, she used to be a lovely waltzer. But she's set in her ways now. What she likes to do is sit at home and brew over the telly, but it's not natural, you know. Hayes says, don't give in to her, because once you give in, she's won. Oh, she is hard, Hazel. Got a concrete streak right through her. But she's a marvellous old lady, you know. I said, breathe in, Gran. I says to her, do you good. But she don't like the country, you know. She can't get the swing of it. Well, we settled down and we had our dinner. It was ready quick cheese spread sandwiches and chummy chew choc bars for afters. We seen it on the telly, but I don't know, it was a bit disappointing. Didn't take long either, so Well, you know, we didn't know what to do then. We watched a spider let himself down on his string, and then we lost him. And then we counted the aeroplanes going over, because there's always more on a Sunday. And then the spider found Norm's mum and sat on her. She didn't like it, you know. Take it away, she says, take it away. We had to slap her. Well, she don't like wild animals. Do you know, once a moth got into her nightgown with her. But, you know, it breaks the monotony, doesn't it? But tiring, you know, so we put the wireless on so we could have a nice little sleep. And all of a sudden, Hazel says to me, she says, don't look now, but didn't we come here in a car? Oh, I said, I was under that impression. Arnold, she says, did you put the brake on when we got out of the car? And Arnold says, don't you worry your pretty little head about the mechanical side of life. That's men's work. OK, she says, I don't want to know. And he says, why? Well, she said, because the car's not there no more. And, you know, no more it wasn't. We all got up to have a look. Not a jot or a tittle of it. The boys go off to see if it could have rolled down the hill in front of us, and we just sit there and we wait and we wait. And Hazel says to me, she says, where are we? And I say, I don't know, dear, but it took us 2 hours to get here, so it stands to reason it must be somewhere. And Granny says, I'd like to go home now. And I say, and so say all of us, dear, but we haven't got no car. Looks like we got a nice long walk. And never was word spoken in truer jest. The boys come back, faces long as Lent, not a sign of the car. Come on, they said, it's walking. We'd got the cushions, the picnic basket, the Macs, the wireless. Well, we didn't bother with the Sunday papers. You know, they was blue all over the place anyway. Well, we walked to a bus, then we got a train, then we got another bus, and then we got another train, and, you know, we fetched up home about midnight. And to crown it all, the stiletto heel on Hazy's white winkle pickers, it come right off and she was dot and carry one all the way home. And guess, next day, a farmer found the car upside down, not as far as from here to there, behind a haystack near where we'd been sitting. Well, you could have thought it could have blown its horn or something. Norm says just as well we wasn't all in it at the time, but I don't know, you know, we might have had our pictures in the paper if we had been. He says, look, you keep your face out of the papers. I don't want to see your face in no paper. It's bad enough in real life. Oh, he is nice.
The wonderful, glorious Joyce Grenfell. I never tire of hearing her. And that was Shirley's Girlfriend and Picnic. And we started off with Charles and Fiona, of course, Hugh Paddock and Betty Marston with Hospital, In Hospital. Boner Bookshops and Boner Law from Hugh again, and this time with Kenneth Williams, and as just mentioned, Joyce Grenfell and Shirley's Girlfriend's Picnic. And we'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week.
J'entends chanter sous ma fenêtre chaque soir. Un amant revient vers moi pour m'émouvoir. Si, 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 ce n'est qu'une sérénade. Si, 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 sérénade sans espoir. Dans le noir, je l'entends chanter pour moi de tout son être. Mais hélas, dans mon cœur et dans ma maison, si, 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 ce n'est qu'une sérénade. Si, si, si. malade sans espoir. Il a cru qu'autrefois je l'aimais, il veut le croire encore. Mais mon cœur s'est fermé à jamais, c'est en vain qu'il m'implore. Chaque soir, tristement, il vient chanter sous ma fenêtre. Chaque soir, il s'en va sans m'attendrir et sans me voir. Si, 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 ce n'est qu'une sérénade. Si, 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 sérénade sans espoir. Sérénade sans espoir, sérénade sans espoir.
That's the title, Sérénade sans espoir, from 1939, from Penny Serenade, if memory serves me correctly. And that was Lucien Delisle. Now, just need to check on the time, make sure we're okay, because I don't want to run over. Hold on a minute, just do the dialing, and then we'll see where we are. Hold on, here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1935.
Of a pale young fellow with that faraway look in his eyes. He's slightly divine, incredibly fine, and comes as quite a surprise. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in making love. He shrinks if you mention a bench in the park for two. Hard to conceive that he doesn't believe in stealing a kiss like me and you and you. The gentleman obviously doesn't indulge in alcohol. Whenever he lunches, rum punches are all taboo. It seems he's not cursed with that heavenly thirst for bottled delight like me and you and you. He's never been known to gamble. Doesn't take weekend trips. In Lover's Lane he won't ramble, and a cigarette has never caressed his lips. He frowns on the latest dances, says jazz is his favorite sport. He doesn't seek life's romances, so I wonder what on earth he is living for. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in moonlight walks. Alone with a girl and he'd faint, yes, that's what he'd do. He's one of those gents who just hasn't the sense to thrill to a kiss like me and you and you.
Thank you.
to belong. It couldn't be tonsillitis, it feels like neuritis, but nevertheless it's long. Don't tell me the pickles and pile of mold, they serve me, unnerved me, and made my heart a broken down pump. It's got to be long. It isn't the morning after that makes every rafter go spinning around a ball. I'm sure that it's fatal, or why do I get that sinking feeling? I think that I'm dead, but nevertheless it's only love.
Fox and his orchestra, and it's got to be love. And before that, the gentleman obviously doesn't believe, from Elsie Carlisle. I'll see you next week. Ta-da.
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
When you're strolling down the Boreen,
that means the lane,
a friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Cade me la falche, launch it to you, and the top of the morning too.
Hi.
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you, here's what they'll sing. Cade me la falche, launch it to you, and the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes no less.
How do you do?
Well, faith and begone.
Sure, it's glad I'm to see you.
In your heart you're feeling Shane Ward, that means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade me la falche, and slancha to you, and the top of the morning,
the very tip top of the morning,
the top of the morning to you. Well, how do you do?